producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You ought to be. Let's get riding. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. More on what's happening for Wednesday 2/17/16. It's the February 17th program. The focus on Monsanto and the Zika virus. Oh, man, do we... I don't want to say we love this, but it certainly plays into the role that I think I have as a farmer and a broadcaster, looking into why it is that there are so many problems brought about after various Monsanto products are used. And so is the case, it would seem, in the situation in Brazil with the microcephaly. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Kara? It's microcephaly, the outbreak that is attached to the Zika virus, the Zika mosquito, and what it does to the heads of babies in women who get bitten by the Zika virus, by that mosquito that's carrying the Zika virus, what it does to the head of the fetus that's in the body. You've seen pictures of this. And now, a group of doctors claim that the sudden outbreak in Brazil, not caused, actually, by the Zika virus, but by the larvicide injected into the water supplies there, as a product of Monsanto. Stunning many people who were all, including World Health Organization, pretty much everybody who's been involved in this has been cut to the quick because the circumstances, well, we're months into the first reports of this. And under the circumstances, there are all kinds of reasons to believe, especially if you are, as I am, that there's nothing good that comes out of Monsanto. Pregnant women all over the world have been advised to take caution. The Zika virus infection linked to these babies, a congenital condition in which babies are born with small heads. The notion has been challenged by these doctors. The group suspects that the Zika virus isn't to blame, but the toxic larvicide that has been put into the water supply may indeed be the real culprit. So this is not a coincidence at all. According to the doctors in these crop-sprayed towns, the larvicide that produces malformations in mosquitoes injected into the water supply couple of years ago in order to stop the development of mosquito larvae in drinking water tanks. The chemical is called pyraproxifen, used in a massive government program that's supposed to control the mosquito population all over Brazil. It's a larvicide manufactured by Sumitomo, which is a company that is part of Monsanto. Malformations detected in all these children from pregnant women living in areas where the Brazilian state added the chemical to drinking water, not a coincidence. For example, the Brazilian Health Ministry injected this chemical into reservoirs in one of the states in Brazil. The proliferation of the mosquito that carries Zika is very high. This particular state, also the first state to notice the problem, contains 35% of all of the cases of microcephaly in the country. These doctors point out that during the past, when there has been a Zika epidemic, there have not been any cases of this microcephaly linked with the virus. In fact, about 75% of the population in the countries where Zika has broken out had been infected by the mosquito-borne virus before. Colombia is a pretty good example of this. No records of microcephaly linked to Zika at all. When the Colombian president announced that many of the citizens of his country were infected with Zika, but there wasn't a single case of microcephaly. The allegations started to occur. Somebody said, wait a minute, what's going on here? So, what do you think, boys and girls? 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. So where are we as we bring ourselves around closer in America to understand this? There will be an onslaught. There will be the folks at Monsanto will stop at nothing to keep this from becoming a problem for them. It is already a problem for them because they already have a problem with their public relations because they're a horrible company. And it always has bothered me that Forbes made them out to be this greatly overstuffed American company. Boy, what a great management team they have, all that other stuff. Well, I suppose in terms of business, if you do anything for money, you're all set. Here's a reporter named Saul Garza with a focus on the state of Texas trying to allocate money to deal with its problems having the Zika virus come in there.
Dallas County has 3 confirmed cases of the Zika virus so far, and county health leaders hope to keep it low, and that's why they're going to be asking county commissioners here for help later on this morning. Dallas County Health Director Zach Thompson and others are on today's agenda, and they will update county leaders on the number of cases and, you know, what it's doing to raise awareness about this mosquito-borne virus. One case was imported from someone who traveled to Venezuela, another who went to Honduras, the third was passed on through sexual transmission. All 3 people have fully recovered. The Zika virus is mainly transmitted by the bites of an infected mosquito. Pregnant women are at high risk of passing that virus to their fetus. And for the most part, those infected with it get mild flu-like symptoms that last a few days to a week. Others, though, show no symptoms at all.
All right, so here's what you'd be interested in. Well, the whole thing I find fascinating and sad. A Monsanto representative reached out to clarify the company doesn't sell or manufacture this, but didn't say they didn't have any connection. It doesn't manufacture or sell its pyroproxifen. It says also Monsanto doesn't own the chemical company. It's a business partner with them. Meanwhile, the money here is aimed at developing a vaccine for the mosquito-borne infection. I'm going to suggest to you that whoever comes up with this injection or vaccine, when you look at the board of directors of the company, I'll bet you you'll see a few familiar names if you compare the list of those who are on the board of directors at Monsanto and whoever or whatever drug company comes up with a way to fix the Zika problem. I'm betting you're going to find 2 and 2 is 4. Your thoughts in a matter of moments and more on this as we continue on today's Good Day. 4:15, 15 after on Good Day.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Bacon.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has 2 new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only $2.99.
Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Welcome to Burger King.
Hey, I'm legit hungry. What you guys got on this 2-for-5 deal?
How about Burger King's new extra long fish sandwich? Tender, flaky fish with a light, crispy breading. Just $2 for $5.
Extra long, but still 2-for-5.
Yep, or you could mix and match with other great sandwiches, like our new extra long buttery cheeseburger. It's all part of Burger King's $2 for $5 deal.
That's perfect.
So perfect, I'm doing a dance back here.
The new extra long fish sandwich, now part of the $2 for $5 deal, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price of participation vary.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then
I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15, and shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
Let's get to some comments already flying in here regarding the Zika virus. The question has been raised. Thank you. Why, if the cases as reported there by the fellow in Texas, if they're all recovered, all three of those people are recovered, why do they need to spend more money? Doesn't it appear to me that there are, at this time, they've had some cold weather there, and that's where there's no mosquito virus. They traveled from where it was, and that may be the problem. But there's too many questions. There are unanswered questions, for sure. Clinton sends us the following. Sumitro, or Sumitomo, I believe is the company, is not a subsidiary of Monsanto, they say. The tactic of trying to link everything bad to Monsanto is bad reporting. Kate says, don't know if the viral story about Monsanto is true. Only thing I do know beyond a doubt is Monsanto can't be trusted. No huge corporation can be anymore. Neither can we trust their lapdogs, their agents. Let's see here. What else have we got? Alex writes, it may be too early to link or prove a link to insecticides, but also too early to disprove the link or the connection to insecticide to say that it's not been established. Let's see here. Tyne writes, actually, Monsanto does have a significant investment in Sumitro, although it doesn't own it outright. Let's see here. We've got Janet writing, if it isn't the position Monsanto is, if it isn't poison they're putting in the water, then why hasn't this ever happened before? Where are the past generations of Zika outbreak victims from past generations? And that's the question. There aren't any, apparently. Let's see here. Reed says Monsanto has a joint marketing arrangement with Sumitomo. That's all. It doesn't make Monsanto liable for what it invents or produces. You are promoting a paranoid conspiracy theory. Really? Let's see. Bob writes, so is this chemical used in the U.S. for mosquito control? Has the chemical been approved for use by the authorities in our country? If so, was any testing actually done, or was this another rubber stamp by the Monsanto-controlled EPA and the USDA? Let's see here. Joe the Farmer says the document is elaborate, details the corporate partnership, and, yeah, it does seem like the claim has some value to it. Ann says, may not be true, but Monsanto is just as bad as the virus, if not worse. All right. And if you really like conspiracy theories, you'll check out the video of the day from yesterday, or I think the day before. Alex Jones goes through what's in our food. Check that out at DougStephan.com.
Yeah. $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Stephen's Good Day program. We bring on Dr. Jack Stockwell now, who is the Forbidden Doctor. Those of you who are new to the program haven't heard me talk about Jack and his website, theforbiddendoctor.com, where tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, to get the bottom line of the number, are listening to the weekly podcast that Jack and his wife, Mary, they put together items that will help you deal with issues that are common problems. What's this week's topic? What are people going to hear who are used to and have done over the last 60 weeks the downloading of these features so they could be more astutely aware of what's going on in their body?
The one thing you need to recover after a heart attack.
The one thing you need to recover after a heart attack.
To make sure it doesn't happen again, yes.
Huh. Are you going to give us a hint?
Well, it's.
I mean, we ought to have that approach to everything and anything that's wrong with us. How do we not have a cold again?
Well, no, now colds aren't necessarily a bad thing. You know, if you have the symptoms of a cold without a fever, you may just be detoxing. You're just cleaning stuff out from inside. You know, that'll happen usually three or four times a year for a lot of people. The people I'm the most worried about when I consult with them is I say, I have never, ever been sick. Now, usually when someone says they haven't been sick...
I say, I'm not sick much.
Well, yeah, most people shouldn't be sick much. Your immune system should be taking care of things. But also, it will detoxify. It'll clean itself out. It'll use the sinus mucosa, or it'll use the gut itself to clean itself every now and then. And so when someone says, I've never been sick, they usually mean I've never had any symptoms, which is not necessarily a good thing.
No. All right, well, there's a study out that raises, this is something that I am concerned about because I've had heartburn, and we've talked about the sorts of things that I've had with acid reflux over the years, and I've taken Prevacid, and I've taken Prilosec and things like that. Well, this study suggests that if you take too much of this stuff, it could increase the risk you have for getting dementia and or Alzheimer's.
Oh, yes.
So what's in these things? What is this? What are these things?
Well,
they all contain the same sort of stuff.
Everything from an aspirin, let me rephrase that, everything from a baby aspirin all the way up through Haldol or any kind of chemical form of Thorazine on the worst end of these drugs, they are all poisons. They're all poisons in the sense
that even an aspirin is.
Really? Your body will react to this as though it's been poisoned. Now, granted, it's a very, very, very weak poison, but it's poisonous in the sense, I'm not talking like cyanide, I'm talking about poisonous in the fact that it will generate a reaction inside the body's metabolism and its efforts to balance itself that mimics having been poisoned. And so we all know that aspirin will cause hemorrhaging of the stomach wall because of the acid that's in there. But the thing is, you get a buildup of this stuff because our bodies are not genetically wired to clean out stuff it's not familiar with, so it has a tendency to store it.
But yet the people, when you get your test, when you go for a colonoscopy, I've taken aspirins all my life what I always thought was good for blood pressure, good to keep the blood thin, that sort of thing, and it also keeps my intestines and colon red. He said, "You have a nice red pink." And he said that's because you take an aspirin. So now I hear this. I don't want to have a risk of Alzheimer's and stuff. So what do you? I took some because I had a back procedure done last Friday. I mean, I took some of it over the weekend to sort of deal with the swelling. I shouldn't be doing that. Yes or no? Ten seconds.
Well, there's studies. There's studies that show that an aspirin a day can be very dangerous to the body.
Right.
Absolutely. There's studies on that side too.
A group of Iowa farmers gets proactive about soil health, as you'll hear today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
When Seth Watkins and a few other farmers in the neighborhood around New Market, Iowa, became concerned about the condition of the soils on their farms, they did more than just talk about it.
The renewable fuel standard's been awesome. I mean, who can complain about finally making money in agriculture? But the demand put some real pressure on the southern Iowa land. And we started seeing some of the soil erosion issues. And we just went to our NRCS director and said, who could we get in to help us understand this first?
Watkins says a soils expert from Iowa State University came to talk with local farmers. And the group decided to hold annual gatherings on the subject. The next one is this coming Tuesday in Lenox, Iowa. Details on the event and contact information is on my website, NorthShoreProductions.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour now, the Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friend Kara Shillen, who is at the controls in our studio in Washington with thought-provoking ideas and who's thinking about them. Well, a lot of people are thinking about them. The trending stories at DougSteffen.com include two of the three items that are in the conspiratorial column today and this week, including but not limited to the situation with the Zika virus and whether or not the crisis is linked to Monsanto or not. Certainly two and two makes four for me anyway, but there'll be a lot of people that will say, nah, this couldn't have happened. And then you check and see where the money is being spent and for advertising or connections, whatever. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Yes? No? Help yourself to that conspiratorial connection. Here's the question or two or three or four around the death of Justice Scalia, which remain unanswered, which have brought people around to thinking, well, maybe he was killed. And there are more than a few intelligent people who think there are so many questions. Why, if he was healthy, did it happen the way it did? And where's the autopsy? Why isn't there an autopsy being done on him? It seems there are, and why was he invited to this place? He wasn't a part of a group. He wasn't friends. He just went because he happened to be invited, but he didn't really know. He wouldn't have gone out, it would appear, on his own to participate in something like this, but he decided to be friendly and just go and participate. But he didn't really know anybody well there. That's what I read. And then there is the video that's at DougSteffen.com from a couple of days ago, which features Alex Jones taking apart what's in all of the food that we eat and what could be going on, some sort of conspiracy to control our minds, to put things into our bodies and into our brains that may be very harmful to us. You buying into any of this? Help yourself. People say, well, Doug, you're not normally a conspirator. This is not like Alex Jones' program. No, but come on. There's so much of this stuff now. And these people deserve to be scrutinized, whether all of these things are true, some of them are true, none of them are true. Where, again, I use the expression, there's smoke, there's fire. There's something to this that hasn't been explained that's uncomfortable. A lot of the relatives and doctors who've worked with Justice Scalia knew that his health was not in tip-top condition. The fact that concerns a lot of people is that this info was kept from the public. This guy was on the Supreme Court. The practices of the court suggest that it is imperative and required that the White House and the Supreme Court release updates on the health of the people in the Supreme Court, just like they update the president's health. But that wasn't the case for Scalia. The judge there said she spoke to the doctor, Scalia's doctor, who told her that he had been sick and had visited his office twice this week, this past week. So how come that wasn't reported? And why wasn't this more a part of what's going on? I think that's a question that I have for sure. What about you? You have questions? Where are the answers? Let's keep, here's another conspiratorial item of interest. The continuing focus on climate change, global warming. Global warming, global morning. Wait a minute. Did I say morning? Must have been a Freudian slip. Here, there's a good deal of attention because of some of the experiments being done by NASA on the International Space Station. There's a press conference yesterday. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. One of the astronauts taking questions from children in his hometown of Austin, Texas. First, though, here's somebody on, is it Watch It or Watch It? I think it's Watch It News, although it doesn't spell that way, right? Don't you think it's Watch It?
Yeah, I believe it's Watch It.
Kara says it's Watch It. Okay. Anyway, this is Eliza Spence reporting that NASA says this past January, the hottest month since weather records have been reported.
New weather statistics released by NASA proves that climate change is real. It is now a known fact that 2015 had the hottest temperatures ever recorded on Earth. And according to climatologist Stefan Ronsdorf's Twitter account, statistics are showing that January had the biggest increase over previous record and hottest anomaly for any month ever. Scientists are predicting that the planet's temperature will increase even more over 2016.
Okay. There's authority for you. It proves climate change. How does it prove that? Would be my question. I'm not suggesting, and you've never heard from me, that there aren't changes going on, because there are tons of them. I'm in Los Angeles. It's been the hottest winter, warmest winter on record. It was 89 degrees yesterday. Normal temperature this time of year, about 20 degrees cooler than that, and it's supposed to cool off and be about 20 degrees cooler than that today. But it has been warm in the past 4 or 5 weeks for sure. Does that prove climate change is going? Guess it depends. Climate change, yes. Global warming, no. Global warming would cause it to be different, not warmer. I always got a kick out of listening to Rush Limbaugh talk about how this was made-up science, and look at how much colder it is, like last winter, how horrible it was, and how cold it's been the last 3 or 4, 5 days. And then I take a deep breath after I hear that, and I think about it for a minute, and then I know what I have read and sense about what the science of coring the Earth is all about. Many of you know what I'm talking about. There have been, over the past 20, 25, 30 years, these machines that have gone down from 500 to 5,000 feet into the layers of the surface of the planet to understand what the core is made of. The core, and I think I said this yesterday as well, when you get down to brass tacks about fossil fuel, I wonder how it is that we still keep pumping tens of millions, hundreds of millions of barrels of oil every week, every month, every year out of the ground. It seems like there's a limitless supply of this stuff. So you go back and, according to what we're told, in terms of botany, the botany of all this, because the meteorite that hit the Earth 65, 70 million years ago destroyed the entire, it created a layer on top of, first of all, the dust that came from and the debris from that encounter with this huge, huge object that hit the planet caused the entire surface of the Earth to be disrupted, and the dust that came about in the atmosphere that basically choked off all of the life, the dinosaurs, and all of everything that was carbon-based was killed and buried. So was it buried enough for over the 65, 70 million years for it to decompose, and then from it comes oil? Or is there something else going on here? Fascinating to think about it, don't you think? Here's Amy DeLash from the Defenders of Wildlife explaining the connection between climate change and the polar vortex.
Don't be fooled into thinking that those brutal cold spells were evidence against climate change. In fact, they may actually be a symptom of it. Here's why. Circling the North Pole is a rotating current of super cold air called a polar vortex. Normally, the polar vortex is held in place over the Arctic by a strong polar wind system, or jet, which acts like an invisible fence that prevents that icy air from escaping the polar vortex and reaching warm southern latitudes. But climate change is melting Arctic sea ice. Less ice means a warmer North Pole, which means less of a temperature difference between the pole and the rest of the planet. This weakens the invisible fence of the polar jet, allowing the polar vortex to slip southward. And the more our planet heats up, the more likely it is that the polar vortex will visit the lower 48 states in the future.
Okay, so the polar vortex here, once again, the assumption that climate change means it's going to be warmer is fallacious thinking. It just means there are going to be changes. It's going to be colder where it's cold. It's going to be warmer where it's warm. Things will be turned around. Maybe where it was cold, it'll be hot. Where it was hot, it'll be cold. But it has happened countless times in the history of the planet. That's what coring proves. So are we doing it? Is it man-made? Well, man is part of nature, so I'm not sure that I ever buy into that, but I think it's hard. This becomes a political thing. We've got to do something about it because we're bad. Well, we're bad for a lot of different reasons for the planet, but it's part of the planet's history, part of what the planet will go through as it continues to survive as an entity. Whether it survives with us on it or not is a question to remain unanswered. Here's Senator Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island suggesting climate change could actually be something good for the quality of your life.
I don't want to leave the impression that mankind must suffer in order to make these changes. The changes in consumption can actually be enjoyable and beneficial. If you trade in your Mercedes for a Tesla, your quality of life just went up.
Really? Sounds like an ad for Tesla to me. In a moment, some of the questions from children that were directed to astronaut Tim Kopra. That's next here on Good Day, 44 past the hour.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs. Oh, well, you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me, it works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
Millions of people have switched to Sprint this past year. To celebrate, we're extending our 50% off promotion so you don't have to miss out. Switch to Sprint today and save 50% off most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rate plans for a limited time only. And now, you can save $200 instantly when you get the Samsung Galaxy Note 5 or Galaxy S6 and trade in your working smartphone. All this on the Sprint network, which is faster, more reliable, and has better coverage than ever. So why wouldn't you switch today? This special offer is available for a limited time only. So hurry in. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com to learn more.
Claim based on Sprint's analysis of average LTE download speeds using Nielsen and MP data. Speeds may vary. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line port activation fee and credits. See website for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Requires trade-in of current working smartphone. Limit one per line. Restrictions apply.
Right now in Napa, when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional oil for just $3.59 a quart, we'll give you either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Hey, wait, what? Well, that makes more sense. We'll give you a bobblehead of either Chase Elliott, Dale Jr., Jimmy Johnson, or Casey Kane free by mail. Valvoline for just $3.59 and a free bobblehead. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing, taxes, and recycling fees extra at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 2/29/16.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
48 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Tim Kopra, astronaut on the space station, took some questions from children in his hometown of Austin. The first question was about what it felt like the first time he went into space.
Hello, my name is Jomira Haas, and my question is, how did it feel when you first made it into space?
Hi, Jamara. That's a great question. You know, there's a physical response, and there's also an emotional response, right? So when I first got to space, I was so happy because it had been a long time and a lot of work to get on board both the space shuttle and then the International Space Station on my first flight. Physically, though, when I first came to space the first time, I didn't feel so good. I was a little bit queasy and a little bit dizzy. But the amazing thing about the human body is that we're able to adapt to our environment. And so after a few days, I felt really, really good. This time around, I think I was even happier to be back on board, but also I think that I adapted quicker because my body just remembered having been here before.
All right, next question about the way the Earth looks from the International Space Station.
Hi, my name is Peyton Mata, and my question is, how does Earth look in space?
Well, Peyton, it's a great question. You know, it's a very, very beautiful planet. But, you know, I think it's kind of funny that we call it Earth because it's mainly water. when we pass around the planet, most of the time we're looking at the oceans. In fact, I think just about now we're coming over land, but the last several minutes we've been over the Atlantic Ocean. We're going over the United Kingdom. By the time we finish up here today, we'll be going over the Caspian Sea. But it is a beautiful, beautiful planet. It's very dynamic. There's lots of different colors. And sometimes the colors are so dynamic, it almost doesn't even look real. But it is a beautiful thing to look at.
What does it take to become an astronaut?
My name is Jasmine, and what do you need to be qualified and chosen to go into space?
We know one of the main things is that you need to be healthy, because even though we're trained to do medical procedures here, we're not doctors, and we don't have all the things that a hospital would have. And so as a consequence, we have to be very healthy. But also, we have to be very well trained in all the technical aspects of our job, doing spacewalks, being able to use the robotic arm outside, because we capture visiting vehicles that have our supplies, and then all the different activities we do on board, to include the science. Those are the things that we really need to know how to do.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 Listen Line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Alyssa Ravasio, who's the founder and the CEO of Hip Camp, building the largest marketplace of public and private land for camping anywhere in the world. She has a degree from UCLA. Her deepest passion seems to be helping shape how the internet impacts our humanity and our planet. So the story with Hip Camp is where we begin. Alyssa, welcome to Good Day. What is the story with Hip Camp? Interesting name.
Good morning, Doug. Hip Camp is a website that lets you, either a camper or a private landowner, list and discover and book great places to sleep outside. We build the most comprehensive campground for camping on public lands. We've got over 280,000 campsites. And we're now building the largest network for private land. So anybody with lots of land, a private landowner like a farmer, a rancher, a vineyard owner, they can actually open up parts of their land to our community of campers. And reach a really great audience of nature lovers. So
really?
The idea came after a botched camping trip. I had a really frustrating experience trying to figure out where to go. Finally chose a campground, thought I knew the lay of the land. And right when I showed up, realized that I'd made a big mistake. There was an amazing surf break. and I hadn't brought my surfboard, and I knew right then there just had to be a better way to connect people with information to help them get outside and enjoy nature.
All right, so I have a dairy farm with 114 acres in Framingham, Massachusetts. There's really no camping anywhere around. I've just, the light bulb just went on in my head as I think about what you're talking about here. I'm a private landowner, but it sounds to me from the way you've described it, I would be perfect for the Hip Camp, which is, it sounds like a software program. Is that really what it is?
Yeah, I mean, it's a website, so all you'd have to do is go to hipcamp.com/landshare, start your listing for your dairy farm. It sounds like a perfect location and a perfect setup for our campers, and it's actually up to you to set the prices, upload the photos. We can, of course, help make sure your listing looks beautiful and is going to really speak well to our audience. But then we provide the liability insurance. We provide the property protection guarantees and payment processing. So all you have to do is really, you know, open up parts of your land to our community.
This is cool, Doug. I actually just went to the website and put in my Fairfax County in Northern Virginia where I live. And there's a place I never heard about it called Calvert Cliffs. And they have some great pictures of it. I'm going to actually go there.
Well, I think what we're talking about here, Richie and Alyssa, is especially this summer, because gas is going to be cheap, people are going to drive more on their vacations. They'll spend more time in their car. They want to go to places. And because there seems to be more of a movement to get back to the earth, to get back to nature, this is going to fuel this thing phenomenally, I would think, Alyssa.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. We totally see that happening. I think there's a really big growth right now in people who want to get outside, which is great, and that's actually our whole mission. But it means a lot of the public parks are crowded. They get booked up months in advance, and what we're doing at Hip Camp is really, you know, unlocking access to these places you couldn't go before, beautiful places of land. Really unique places to get outside and enjoy nature.
All right, so this is not necessarily public land. This is more private. I know that you say it's a marketplace of public and private land, but most people can find out all about the public land going through the various government servers that have it. We can argue about whether the government should own as much land as they do. That's another discussion for another day. But in this circumstance...
They have both, Doug. I'm looking at the Shenandoah National Park as well as some of the private places.
So,
I mean, we believe that public or private, it should all be very accessible for you as a, you know, a person. I think, you know, when people want to get outside, they want to go to the river, they want to go to the ocean. To be honest, they don't really care if it's a county park or a state park or a national park or even private land. They just want to get outside, and that's what
when you find a site, Doug, it'll tell you whether they have drinking water, whether you can do a fire, whether pets are allowed, picnic tables, toilets, boating, fishing, everything, all the amenities and activities.
All right, so people can, this works on both sides. If somebody has some land for you, they can also go to the website hipcamp.com as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. Hipcamp.com/landshare is the best place for a landowner to start, and they can go ahead and get signed up and start hosting our great community of nature lovers who just want to have new places to get outside.
All right, just in time for those of you who are so sick of the lousy weather this winter that we've had last month or so anyway, and you're thinking about, okay, when am I going to do my vacation this summer? Here you go. Start planning now. Go to hipcamp.com and see the private land perhaps that will appeal to you, the public land that may appeal to you. But this sounds very, very cool. Support the landowners as well. This is nothing but smart. Good for you, Alyssa. Alyssa Ravasio, founder of Hip Camp here.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885.
1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.